Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Sectional 4A basketball play in Mooresville for the girls tonight. Kylie Jarrett's 18-5 North Cougars in Martinsville in game 1-6. Larry Winter's young but improving South Panthers big-time underdogs to second-ranked and 22-1 Center Grove in game 2 at 7:30. It's tourney time. Panther girls have used defense and rebounding in this modest 4-game winning streak, but they're saying, hey, why not us?
Well, I think the one thing for us, obviously, is stay true to who we are. Obviously, and we're man-to-man. We got to be able to stay true to that, number one. We got to rely on one another with good help defense. I think the thing that, looking back at the last game, we really got beat in our transition defense and gave up wide open shots in transition. Very quality team. They're a senior-led team. So, they've been through it. They know what to expect. They know what to do. And we just got to try to make them look at their second and third options rather than their first.
Bloomington South head coach Larry Winters. Meanwhile, at Owen Valley in 3A, Edgewood against West Vigo. That's the lone game on the card at Patriot Hall in Spencer. Gary Sims Mustangs looking for its 14th win of the year and a Friday semifinal matchup against Owen Valley. Pacers start the work week in Boston tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So now the postseason has arrived for our Monroe County girls. Edgewood's Gary Sims Mustangs 13-9 open the 3A Owen Valley sectional Tuesday at 6 against West Vigo, who they beat opening the year way back on Halloween. The Vikings are 5-18. Kylie Jarrett's outright conference Indiana champs. They play at Mooresville in the opening game. 18-5 the Cougars are. And they play in the first game against Martinsville, a team they beat by 27 back in November. Mia, Ava Robinolt, and Ava Reitmeyer, the R girls, certainly the heart and soul of this Cougar squad. Rhythm and the R girls, they have been a big part of what you've been able to do.
Absolutely. Those are our big three key players for us. And once they do get into a rhythm, they become consistent, then good things happen for us.
They've won 9 in a row. Bloomington North and Martinsville tomorrow at 6. By the way, Center Grove is third ranked now, 22-1. Bloomington South has to play him, but Larry Winter's crew has won 4 in a row. And you know what? The name of the game, it's win and advance. Best of luck this week to all of our Monroe County girls quintet. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
I tell you, if ever there was a time to put an end to a losing streak, Indiana's longest of the year, which is 3, it's tonight against Iowa. Tired of losing to Franny's Hawks, I tell you. They ran us right out of Simon Scott on the final day of February last year. 90-68. Oh, was that bad. Well, they've won the last 4 in this series, but, here's hopefully to some positives tonight. Let's hit a 3 or, and let's maybe hit 70% from the free throw line. I mean, after all, they're free, aren't they? You know, if Ware plays, fine. If he doesn't, then, well, that smaller lineup, they did some good things the other day at Illinois, just couldn't close. But we are 9-2 on the McCracken court this year. Close against the Hawks. You know, Iowa isn't Purdue. Question. I mean, how many more years is Tony Perkins going to play for Iowa? That kid from Lawrence North. Here's hopefully Anthony Leal get some more PT tonight. Elsewhere around the league, Illinois, they got bounced down to 14 in the new AP poll. Purdue is 2. Wisconsin all the way up to 6. Michigan plays at Michigan State. Our game on the Big Ten Network at 7. Pacers in Boston tonight. Mark Boylan is pregame at 7.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
All available play to that number 9 for Terry Morin's 13th ranked Hoosiers on Pink Day Sunday. A 100-59 blowout of Northwestern, 50 in each half. Biggest lead was 50 in the fourth quarter. Career highs turned in by sophomore Lily Meister and freshman Lene Beaumont, 13 and 11 respectively, had 6 in double figures totally Sunday as the Hoosiers moved back into a first place tie with Iowa at 8-1.
Could tell that we were focused. We were dialed into the game plan. Afternoon to be able to play a lot of kids. Great to be able to get those guys out, those starters out in the fourth, because we know we have a big week coming up, going over to Maryland and then certainly going to Ohio State. So great win for us on a day that, we could do it on our Pink Day breast cancer awareness. Anytime we can, you know, bring light to that, any cancer, but any, it's a special day.
10,776 on hand Sunday as Indiana moved to 17-2 on the year. Indiana had 58 points in the paint and 37 points off its bench. Mac Holmes, her fifth double-double of the season, 27-11. IU at Maryland, Wednesday, 7 o'clock on Peacock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.